Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Again, we did not dress like Jason Sudeikis or a clown today. And I do actually want to give the morning show kudos. I thought it was funny as hell that they did that. And there's nothing funnier than somebody with clown makeup on giving a very thoughtful, passionate sports take.
It's why I said earlier, like just some tragedy, something, if something serious would have happened, I just don't know what he would have done. Because I don't know, do you go to the bathroom and wipe it off? Is that what you do?
The makeup.
Yeah, okay.
I just want to make sure I didn't know what we were talking about.
Does Lima take over in those moments? Something serious happens. Lima takes over, and then Ken goes to the bathroom and just scrubs it all off as quick as he possibly can?
I mean, I think that would be cowering to the moment.
Is that the next evolution of
that? No, I think you stand there and deliver the news. Like a broadcaster. What would Cronkite do?
Cronkite wouldn't put it on to begin with, I think.
I don't know. Would he wipe that makeup off, or would he say something seriously terrible has happened, and I'm here to deliver that news?
Well, so what is that setting? What kind of precedent is it setting for us that we didn't dress up in any sort of way? Because I am looking at all the sports television people, and like McAfee is dressed up, but then Stephen A. didn't dress up. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Jason McIntyre dressed up, but then Colin Cowherd didn't dress up. And I noticed the people that want to be taken seriously, which is not me or you in any sort of way, they didn't end up dressing up.
So I actually will give the morning show more credit on this. I knew when I went to the Halloween store today to look for a thing, it had to be good. Because if it looked like I kind of half-assed it, I just feel like it would have been like I would have killed the bit. So like everything that I was like, is this as good as what the morning show had?
Okay.
Because I wanted to make sure that if we were going to do it, it was at the optimum level of fun.
I guess we got time for next year, right?
I think we do.
We got 12 months to think about it. Next year we'll maybe deliver.
The most embarrassing thing is my sister makes clothes. I could have had her make me anything.
Really?
And I just thought of that right now while we're on the air.
It's always too late.
Yeah, it is.
It's always too late.
I have ADHD, guys. Get off my back. We've got Chris Fedor coming up at 4:20 today. Daryl Ryder coming up at 6. But we played some Kevin Stefanski audio. I do want to get to the Travis Hunter stuff again in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But for those of you that didn't join us on the Kevin Stefanski show yesterday, Kevin got into the offense and what was ailing the offense, including how the offense can get more vertical in passing game.
As we do this week and during the bye week, you watch all these plays together and you're kicking yourself because it's one thing here and then it's one thing there where it's just stopping you from hitting those shots. They're there. They will continue to be there. But we have to do our job. Again, it's not a player thing. It's an all of us thing. We have to do our job in terms of making sure that everybody's where they're supposed to be, and then we can start to hit these shots.
All right. I've said he might have a half against the Jets.
Okay.
By the way, I expect him to play the full Jets game because if you can't have a good game against the Jets, I don't know you belong in the NFL.
Well, and right now I don't know that he belongs in the NFL.
I still think he belongs in the NFL as a second or third guy on the depth chart.
Sure.
So I think it's at least one game. What do you think the leash is for Dylan?
I think one game is fair. I think, game-to-game basis seems about right for him now. Now, again, this is me speaking. This is not what the Browns will do, because constantly what I say is not what the Browns end up doing, because they just think differently than I do in many, many areas.
So it's interesting. The Browns don't move as quick as you or I move, which
although they
is fair.
Did move quick with Flacco. We got to give them credit on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, but say, I think that's what's interesting. Is I think the Browns are a little ahead of what maybe most fans think, or at least casual fans think. So I think that's what's interesting, is I think you and I are all gas, no brakes.
Yeah.
I think most fans are, well, you don't do that often. They kind of fall in a lull with quarterbacks. And I think the Browns are kind of the sweet spot here. So I think that's what's so interesting about this is, if you're Kevin Stefanski and you deploy the plays are there, he's got to let it rip, which was the other half of the sound that we played earlier mm-hmm. in the show. You can't be saying that for 3 weeks. And I think that's what's going to be it. Because if you're still saying this from 3 weeks, at some point it becomes your fault.
Right, but it does set up itself really nicely for that idea that it's been percolating for a while for myself, that Dylan ends up getting 6 games, Shador gets the final 7, and then whoever looks better out of those two starts next season while you then prep the quarterback for 2026.
I think the only thing
the rookie quarterback
the
that
only
you draft.
Thing that troubles me, and it doesn't trouble me. I just think it's really interesting that they're giving Dylan 2 weeks. And if not a lot really truly upsets me now, other when they, like the Browns, insult your intelligence by not having Andrew Berry available this week, despite the fact that Andrew Berry spoken at the bye mm-hmm. his first 5 years here. And basically, they just don't want to send him up because either they're setting Kevin Stefanski up to be the fall guy, or they just don't want to answer for how absolutely bananas this organization has driven this thing off the course. But like, most things are not going to upset me at this point. Meaning like long-lasting upset.
Okay.
Meaning like, all right, Monday I might be mad about it, but by Wednesday I'll figure it out, right?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
If you, because you've given Dylan Gabriel the bye, and you've given him this Jets game, if he doesn't look good against the Jets, I think everyone has a right to be hair on fire pissed off on that Monday.
And people will, because people left last week's game already being, what did you just say?
Hair on fire, pissed off.
Yeah. They were. Now, what happens if he looks good? And I'm not talking about looks great. I'm just talking about looks good, looks passable. Is he always going to be on this? Well, the moment the next game gets played and you go back to looking like we just saw you play in that Patriots game, then you're out? Or does the leash get reset?
So I think it's really complex if he looks just passably better, because passably better is going to look night and day different, right? Functional. That first Minnesota game, he had a lot of functional moments in there.
Yeah.
And had a lot of rookie moments, but surprised people how functional he looked.
Mm-hmm.
Functional right now, like the Minnesota game version of Dylan Gabriel, would look like Steve Young compared to what we've seen the last 3 games. So I still...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think we're on a game-to-game basis, though. Like, I think
fans, you play good, you get another game.
Yes.
And then the moment you play bad, then you're just gone.
It depends on how the bad looks.
Yeah, we're going to need some context, obviously.
If it's Miami bad, where, and you and I disagree on that, but if it's Miami bad, I think that's one thing. If it's New England bad, yeah, if he goes from a Minnesota game against the Jets to looking Pittsburgh bad or New England bad against the Ravens, then I think it's curtains.
I've had a hard time figuring out what the Browns think about him, and Stefanski speaking last night, I think it gave some clarity that they've at least adjusted what they initially thought of him, and I think that's so important for everyone to understand and to hear that they are at least, they're not as smitten as they once were. And that's a spot, Nick, that I don't think either one of us thought they'd be able to get to at this point this season.
So from writing off the Browns' third-round pick, which I think we did when they drafted him, to potentially writing off the number two pick in the draft, we talked in Quick Hits about Travis Hunter's knee injury, which is going to cost him at least the next four games as he's gone on the IR. I didn't think he was going to be a star regardless, and that was part of our discussion, right?
Yeah, neither one of us really did, though. If I'm remembering our conversations correctly, I think we were, now correct me if I'm wrong. Now, I know you liked Mason Graham always, and I remember you liked him. Did you like Abdul Carter or didn't like him? I didn't really.
I
wasn't
like
a big
Abdul
fan
Carter.
Of you. Did or didn't?
Yeah.
You did, okay.
Because I thought him across from Miles would be lethal.
Yeah, I was not the biggest Abdul Carter guy. I remember that. And then with Travis Hunter, I think I wanted him to take an offensive player. But I think I was so wrapped up in Chador, it was not Travis.
Yeah, I mean, I think when Jacksonville was leaked, I think the three guys that I wanted were either Abdul Carter, Will Campbell, or Mason Graham. And if any of those three guys fell, I would have been happy.
Will Campbell looks good in hindsight. That would have been nice. Like thinking about it, like months after the fact, it just there was a 2.5 week stretch where it felt like everyone in Browns media wrapped their heads around him being a unicorn.
Yeah.
And him being extremely special.
It wasn't just Browns media, though.
National media, too.
Like,
you're right.
I think they pushed it more than even local media. And it's interesting because, like, I think there's a lot of frustration that Mason Graham isn't, I don't know, Chris Jones to this point. And, like, if Mason Graham is what he is right now, which is he is incredible against the run defense, and he's good, not great.
Well, they
in the
can't.
Pass
the advanced stats on that stuff can't get it right with him anyway, though. Like ESPN's win pass rush metrics love him. PFFs hate him. That's one of the things I think we need to discuss at some point in the offseason is how just ass backwards they seem to have some of these advanced metrics when it comes to guys like interior defensive linemen.
But like, I think he's been fine. And by the way, there are points where I think he's been awesome. But I also think there have been moments where he looks like a rookie. And it's funny that, like, when we talked about this during Quick Hits, one of the people on the YouTube chat was like, he has to be Chris Jones to make this trade work out. And I'm like,
not really.
You've got Mason Graham, Quinshon Judkins, Dylan Sampson, and a first next year. If all four of those players turn out just to be quality NFL players, right? Or you get three of the four guys are quality NFL starters, even if Travis Hunter is a you know, the 15th best wide receiver or the 10th best corner, you win the trade hands down. Because you didn't just need one great player, you needed, you know.
But I think the fear at the time was that you were not taking someone that was at one point for cornerbacks comped to Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
And then was comped with a multitude of different high elite wide receivers that you could just basically throw anyone out there and you'd match what people thought about Travis Hunter. And it's like, that's not what they got.
Yeah. Well, and
but even if they got that, it's really not the end of the world for the Browns.
But like, I look around, like, because I just look at it from the Mason Graham lens, where I think people have gotten impatient with him.
They have,
and I'm like, listen, Will Campbell went a pick before, Abdul Carter went the pick before that. If you look at the guys after, like Armand Membo's been fine in New York. That's also one of the worst offenses in the NFL. Like, you look at the guys who went after him, there's not one player the five picks after.
Even Abdul Carter's not really that good at this point. It's so early, though.
But he wasn't on the board, at least, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the guys that went right after. Like in the 2014 trade down.
Well, I'm saying if they had just taken number two instead of Travis Hunter, if they'd just taken at number two, Abdul Carter, for instance.
But, like, I always think of – I like trying to compare things to the 2014 trade down, where if you had stayed at four, you could have taken Khalil Mack. Would have been nice, right? Hell of a football player. And you traded down, I think, to nine, and I think you were targeting Mike Evans. And then Mike Evans, I think, went a pick before you. And then like three picks later was Odell. And then a pick after that was Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
And you drafted Justin Gilbert.
Yeah,
that's not what this is.
Right.
Like, you didn't trade down. Like, honestly, I think Travis might be a nice football player in the NFL. Starter caliber, maybe even top 15 starter caliber player. I think Mason Graham's going to be that too. He just might not be that as a pass rusher.
Well, you mentioned Aaron Donald. I think people wanted him to be Aaron Donald right out of the chute. And Aaron Donald had near double-digit sacks his first year. But it's like, that can't be the expectation, guys.
Yeah, and I just, like, I'm really cool with where we are with the trade. Like, yeah, and honestly, listen, mm-hmm. I think there's a debate about Quinshon. Is he a franchise back, or is he an, you know, 6'7"? Is he Joe Mixon, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And
6'7".
Without... You know what? I'm not even going to do that.
You did
6'7".
You did it. Yeah. You brought this into the table, not me.
That's on me. That's on me, dog. But even if he's just that, like a, you know, 6 to 10 year starter at defensive tackle, and a maybe 6 to 7 year starter as a running back, a high quality running back, but not an elite running back. All right. Yeah. Does if they're going to put more weight on that first rounder to be another good football player? Sure. But I've never been more confident that the Browns have made the right decision. I've never been more confident that I think Travis Hunter is a really good player, but I don't think he's going to be holy crap special.
Well, really good, I think, is even generous at this point. It's so early for me to say stuff like that, but it's just true. He just hasn't shown anything that's special.
216-474-0092. Want to hear from you guys. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, of course, you guys can chime in on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube chat as well.
At Scouting Community, Nick. They got it real wrong this year, didn't they?
Idiots. But I got it right.
Bunch of idiots. Trevor Sycamore, where are you hiding now, buddy?
We love you, Trevor.
We like Trevor.
Are you declaring the trade down for Mason Graham eschewing drafting Travis Hunter? Are you declaring that a win for the Browns and a silver lining for Myles Garrett in all the Browns nonsense? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.